Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
This episode of Giggly Squad is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. It is definitely allergy season, and if you're someone that suffers from allergies, then I'm really sorry that spring is a huge struggle for you. I'm going to be honest, it's kind of fun for the rest of us, but I know what it's like living with someone with allergies. Craig has the absolute worst allergies, and that's why he loves coming to New York City. It's literally concrete. One thing I do as a good girlfriend is always have Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues. They're hypoallergenic and allergist approved, so you can attack watery eyes and battle runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. We are very into our skincare routine, so we're not going to let anything mess it up. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
Sup, gigglers?
Gary, fix the Wi-Fi.
Manifest that shit.
We can't be managed. I mean, the day just got away from me.
What's up, my glossy gigglers?
I met a few gigglers this weekend, and their first question was, does Hannah always have a G word prepared, or like, does it just come to her, or does she look them up prior? Like, sometimes she literally comes up with them 2 seconds before it. I'm like, but I genuinely have no idea what she's going to say.
I just want to say that we tease that merch is dropping all the time, but our merch has officially dropped. See You in Small Claims Court is so dope. And then we have our Apparently, which is...
The Apparently is so cool.
Apparently?
Apparently. It looks like we're part of like a tennis team, and these are like... We like begged our coach to do something like different and cool.
You said that you have a lot of front page news. Should we just hit it?
Yeah, let's just hit it because I feel like I'm busting at the seams. I want to start with Pete and Kim, but I actually legally can't. I have to start with Teresa's hair. What in the flying fuck?
Did you see what I just wrote in the notes this morning?
No, let me look because I do get a kick out of our goddamn notes.
I wrote, leave Teresa alone!
$10,000 for glam, 1,500 bobby pins in her hair. This is my initial thought when I saw her. I had actually two like very distinct thoughts when I saw her. The first one is TLC's My Big Fat Gypsy Wedding.
Obsessed.
Obsessed. That's what Teresa looks like. Two, her daughters hate her. Because there's in no situation you're looking at anyone who you're close to, friend, mother, and you're like, that's it. No, that's, do it like that. Wear it like
so
that.
So I have a hot take.
Okay.
I love it.
No.
I'm obsessed with it. Look, Teresa, I feel like she doesn't even want to be a star. Like, I feel like she doesn't care about reality TV. She just can't help but, like, get tons of press, and everyone talks about her all the time. And she is a fucking Jersey queen. The tan, the hair, it was fucking perfection, Paige.
Hannah, would you wear your hair like that for your second wedding?
Yes.
Here's the thing. Also, I liked, like, I didn't mind her dress. I thought she looked good. I thought, like, the venue was cool. I'm not a huge fog machine person, but if that's your thing, fucking go do it.
Wait, should we do fog machines during our live shows? A la Teresa?
We should incorporate fog machines more into
She
our
had gloves.
Life.
Gloves were cool.
I liked it. Like, yeah, I thought she looked cool. Her hair was insane.
She was giving Amy Winehouse if she was from Jersey.
Yeah. I think that, like, I have to be here for Halloween now. Like, I have to
wait,
do it.
Wait, Paige, that's amazing.
Like, I have to do it. There's no situation I can't do that.
And Paige could dress up as Louis. Is it Louis or Louis?
Louis. Louis
is a very complicated name. People don't talk about it enough. Like, we're not from France. Take out the S or
it's
figure it out.
It's actually funny because I was laying in bed the other day and Greg was like, in the morning, he was like, did you see Teresa's wedding? I was like, yeah, I did.
The thing is, Look, the fact that Craig knows all the Bravo goss, like, it gives you guys so much more to talk about than the average relationship with a dude.
Yeah, it does. Like, he doesn't watch Housewives, but he knows, like, who's who. Yeah, he knows the important stuff.
Do you think Louis liked it?
He gives me the heebie-jeebies, I feel like. So are people
hating on Louis?
I think people are, and I think he says that, pronounce it Louis. But you do. For sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think people, like, love him. Well, people were saying a lot because, I mean, Melissa and Joe didn't even go. Neither did Dina.
Do you think that's because they don't like Louis?
I could see Dina not wanting to be on camera, but they said that something happened with Teresa and Melissa when they were filming this last season, like, in the past couple of weeks, and that she did something so irreconcilable
differences.
What is the fucking word?
Honestly, I knew exactly what you were saying. Yes.
Yeah. And, like, I think started a rumor about Melissa, and so they're not talking. So then Melissa posted, like, the night of the wedding, her and her family, like, partying and dancing at their house.
Look, you can get uninvited from weddings for literally nothing these days. I'm telling you.
Well, I don't think they got uninvited. I think they decided not to go.
Yeah, they showed them, like, at the Jersey Shore, like, packing their towels and stuff to go to the beach. And it makes me sad.
Dina was posting all these, like, inspirational quotes too. But here's the thing, that would be like the day of your wedding. I stayed home and just was posting inspirational quotes.
It means, like, shit's fucked up right now, but like, I just don't like that Teresa and her brother have all this turmoil, because I'm like, your family.
Right. And also, like, they don't have their parents anymore. Like, they're really all each other has, and that's so sad.
And I get it if Teresa did something, like, super fucked up, but, like, if it's because they don't like Louis, I want to be like, oh, now you guys are standing up for the guy she's with? The last one wasn't great.
Yeah, I just, like, I love Teresa. I really fucking do. Like, she's been my favorite housewife forever. But I do find myself logically more on Joe and Melissa's side more often when I'm watching.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, here's the thing. There's no Jersey Housewives for me without Teresa and Melissa.
Yeah, and I think that deep down there's tension of, like, it's Teresa's the star, and Melissa, it's kind of hard to be always under Teresa's, like, limelight.
Yeah.
You know? But then Melissa has, like, good moments.
Yeah.
I've met them both.
Yeah.
Because, you know, when you're looking at drama and then you're, like, trying to pick sides.
I like them both.
I've met Teresa. Teresa was amazing. I mispronounced her name. She was so nice to me. She says sandwich in real life. She recognized me. She called me girl with no job, which was hilarious, and then apologized.
I wish someone would do that to me.
Like, she thought I was a literal icon.
Yep.
And then I met Melissa. I did a whole fucking podcast with Melissa, and Melissa was so down to earth, so smart. Like, Melissa's a smart, like, marketing, talented, tasteful, gorgeous genius. They're just very different.
Very different. Before I went on my Italy trip, Melissa gave me all these recommendations for Italy. And honestly, I feel like we planned a double date with Craig and Joe, and that needs to happen.
That's amazing. I do think that it's just two people who are very different in the same family, and Joe gets caught in between. And Joe is hilarious, he's passionate, and shit gets reckless.
Great TV, though. I can't wait to watch it.
Can't wait to watch it.
Okay, next. How did you feel when you first heard the news? Where were you when you heard the news that Kim and Pete have called it quits?
A giggler DM'd me.
Yep.
Of course.
Mm-hmm.
And I felt a sense of relief.
I wasn't as shocked as, like, I saw, like, some people were very heartbroken about it. I, like most things in my life, didn't care. I just found it hard to muster up any fucks. Like, I was like, oh, wow. But there was not really an emotion I could attach to. I wasn't mad. I wasn't sad. I felt nothing.
I kind of was annoyed, and everyone joked that it was like a PR relationship. I don't know if it's a PR relationship. I just think it was like...
Well, I mean, it was the same day that Chloe's baby was born, so...
that was strategic. Do you think Chloe's baby being born, that news was to quiet down the breakup? Or do you think the breakup was to quiet down the baby being born?
I don't know, because, again, both things, if I heard on separate days, I would both have not cared.
Okay, this reminds me of a TikTok I sent you where they were like, hot girls, we just don't know things and don't remember things because we don't have to. I don't know your names. I don't know places. I don't know the time.
I don't remember.
I don't know my opinions.
Anything. Craig will say like really cute things of like what certain things that have happened in our relationship, and I, not for a second will I remember it.
Mm-hmm. Do you fake it or do you tell him?
Sometimes
like,
I've
that.
Been like, oh yeah, yeah, yeah. And then I, so that's healthy and that's good.
Well, Dez is smarter than me, so that happens a lot in our relationship, but he gets
Dez
it.
Dez like, probably makes things up. That's like, remember we did that? So it was so cute.
So he's in Scotland right now at the Edinburgh Fringe Festival, and he had this old video go viral when he was in China on a dating show.
Stop it. Stop it. Stop it.
It's on his Instagram right now. Basically, there's like 20 Chinese women who the guy goes in the middle and has to kind of like perform for them.
Okay.
Or say something. And then they like press a button if they like him or not.
Yes. How many buttons did he get?
He did okay. I think he did okay. But it's funny to see their reactions to him.
How old was he?
This was like 10 years ago. And I think he was dyeing his hair brown.
So. I need to go into his Instagram.
He's speaking Mandarin and then he breaks into like an Irish fight song. Basically, people were like, we must protect this man at all costs. But he's definitely like lived so many lives before you.
Wait. Okay. You know what's so fucking annoying? That guys get so much hotter with age. Like, Dez is so much fucking hotter now.
That's why I waited.
This is hilarious. He's singing a song.
He's singing. He loves to sing.
I didn't know that Dez loved to sing.
Oh, yeah. Very musical. He did a whole musical once where he learned to play the drums and did like a hip hop music. Whatever. He's just like, whatever. And I'm like, is this meme funny? And he's like, shut up.
Oh, my God. I love that.
I'm ignoring. What is it? Alabama. Like
Alabama
the Rush.
Oh, Bama Rush.
Alabama Rush. I'm ignoring it because I feel like all those girls would have bullied me.
I never watched it initially. I like that was just not my algorithm. I would have had to have gone and looked for it. And I still am not getting fed any of the videos.
It's not in my algorithm.
And I feel like, though, you could be doing character research by watching. like when they do that.
Hi, my name is Mary Lou and I am trying out for Delta Phi. And I am wearing my mama's Gucci bag, and these are my... See, I can't even do it.
No, yes, that was so good. And oh,
no,
there's
it wasn't.
There's always one thing from, like, this from Shein, and my earrings are... I forget where my earrings are from, but I got this barrette from my mama.
I feel like if Delta New says yes to me, I'm going to... never be seen again because that's social suicide. I'm not even going to go to talk to Delta Nu. And the guys in I was about to say Phi Dye. Phi Dye does sound like a sorority.
Phi Dye, New York City is one big college campus.
Delta Upsilon uses too much cocaine. And my mom told me that it's bad for my nose job to do cocaine. And, you know, I heard that the Delta Gamma girls are rich, and my daddy did work for American Express for 2 years before he got fired, and then he cheated on my mom, but I love Delta Gamma.
I feel like every girl in that, like, their dad could be running a Ponzi scheme. We don't know yet, but they will be on a documentary where, like, the mom is there, and she's just like, we were in a pyramid scheme, and we had no idea, and he, like, vanishes. Like, that's
speaking
the vibes
of men cheating,
they give me. Yeah.
Have you been like tracking Addison Rae's mom and dad's activity online? Because it is savage.
No, what are they doing?
Addison Rae's mom did one of those like your red flag and it said bad taste in men. And she like posted it. And the dad's like being crazy. He's like doing drugs, just hooking up with people. Like he's like really into his own fame.
No, 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 no.
So what I think is we love the D'Amelios, but... I was talking with some people in LA and we decided
that They need a reality show.
They need a reality show. Give Addison Rae's family a reality show. I mean, it'll ruin them.
But
who doesn't reality TV ruin?
Correct.
Let's be honest.
And like, what? Do it for...
It's a passing of the torch, you know?
It's a fleeting moment.
Yes. But with Kim and Pete, I felt like Kravis was getting so much attention. You know when like you almost... feel the jealousy of a person, like you're not jealous but you feel their jealousy. I feel like Kim was like, this isn't how it's meant to be. Like Courtney's the least interesting to look at. She should not be getting all this press. I can do this. I can find a hot guy. And it's like, who's the it guy for the moment that I'd get along with? She even prefaced it on her show being like, I never wanted to be with him. I just like thought he had BDE. Like she went into like, I want to have fun. And if you know Pete's history, he's known for getting like, he loves falling in love. He's proposed to like every girl he's ever been with. And like, that's not the energy Kim needs.
Correct.
In her life.
I also heard speculation that MGK and Megan Fox were like going to break up and that Kim wanted to announce hers prior to theirs. But that could just
be a
rumor.
Oh, that would be fun too. I would love an MGK. I love a breakup, and not to be like negative. I just think it's empowering. Like I love to see people level up.
Well, because you like to see like after their lives, like after they've gotten rid of some toxic person.
Yeah, like Gigglers will message me and be like, I just broke up with my boyfriend and your pod made me feel happier. And I always just say, good, fuck that guy. Because that's how I feel. I don't need to know what happened. You could have like murdered his puppy and I'd be like, good, fuck that dude.
I just got a DM. I didn't respond though because I like was like, wow, I'm such a sinister person. Someone DM me and was like, my boyfriend and I just broke up. Like, how did you get over a breakup where you thought you were going to spend the rest of your life with someone? And I was like, when did I ever say I was going to spend the rest of my life with anyone I've ever dated prior? And I was like, I can't say that back.
I do think that the Pete and Kim stuff was like fun, but it was becoming like just too much. I don't know.
What'd you think about Kanye West posting saying Skeet Davidson? What was the actual? Did he do it?
I didn't know Kanye posted.
Hold on. I'm going to get it.
On his Instagram?
Mm-hmm.
It's so funny. They're just regular people. Me, Haley, Kanye. We're just watching the news and commenting on it.
He posted Skeet Davidson dead 2022. Oh no, Skeet Davidson dead at age 28. And he did it on like the New York Times.
Okay, I don't like that. That freaks me out.
I think it's
that
funny.
Freaks me out.
I think
I don't
it's
like
so
that.
Petty and so.
Is he saying, like, his career is dead? Because it's not.
No, like, their relationship is dead. Like, see, Pete, like, get the fuck out of here. That's my wife. Like, I have a feeling that Kim and Kanye are going to get back together.
No! No, 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 no. No, 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 no.
No, I think so.
After his behavior? Absolutely not.
Yes, because I feel like I really identify with Kim Kardashian. And sometimes, like...
Are you calling Craig Kanye?
Yes. Because sometimes when you date like a normal guy who's great for you, like he's great for you and you know he is. And this is like, yes, exactly what you need. You want to go back to the crazy, like you miss the craziness. And I think she's so like type A in every part of her life that she craves some type of like psychoticness.
I mean, I would argue Pete's a comedian, so he definitely is crazy.
That's true.
She liked being a power couple.
She likes, yeah. She likes people talking about who she's dating and being very impressed.
Yeah, and it, let's be honest, like Kanye is arguably a god, as he would describe himself. And like,
he's a genius. He's a genius.
But this is the thing. Like, I want the tea. I want to know what happened. At first, I thought Pete might have broken up with her because he didn't want to shoot the reality show.
But I thought that she broke up with him because he was doing press articles saying about, like, how he wants to be a father. And I thought, like, maybe that would have freaked her out.
I didn't like the little stuff I saw between them. I saw, like, a power dynamic that made me uncomfy.
Have you ever heard of the green line test?
Oh my God, no. What is it?
Okay, so there's this guy on TikTok and he does this thing called the green line test. And he said it's like it's like been around forever, but he takes photos of couples, like not him taking the actual picture, like he takes photos from their Instagram. And he says, if you take a picture with your significant other and either of your heads lean any type of way, you're not staying together. So like, and it says who's, I know it's very terrifying.
I'm pulling out my phone right now.
And it says like, okay, like, so say you stand straight in the photos and Dez leans his head into you. He's more into you than you are into him. And you're going to mm-hmm. eventually get sick of it. And like mm-hmm. up and vice versa.
That's so interesting because I think there's a theory that when you find the right person, you can never take a good photo with them. I feel like I take the best photos with like the worst guys.
Yeah.
Because you're just like focusing on yourself and you're just like, do I look hot? Do I look hot? Like, yes. But with the right guy, you're like, oh my God, it's me and him. And I always look like a doofus. I'm always like, ah!
I have to like, there are a few photos that I try to do like with the green line test and Craig does like lean his head in, but then there are some where I lean mine in, and there are some where we stand straight, right? I'm like, but there's so many factors.
You're just tired.
What if my shoe hurt? But yeah, that's like something that that's like a thing on TikTok, the green line test.
I've learned some stuff on TikTok too. Apparently perms are coming back,
like in your hair.
Yeah, no, not your vagina. I go, forget a landing strip, make it an afro.
Like, but I lasered everything off. Would you get it? Would you do it?
A perm? Honestly, everything I've told you guys I wouldn't do, I do. This is a growing and learning pod. I'm probably going to get a belly button piercing. I've been wearing low-rise skirts.
You're going to get your belly button pierced.
No, I'm actually too scared.
Should we get our belly buttons pierced for my 30th birthday?
No, don't make me. Because you know I can easily do anything with too much peer pressure and a camera on me.
I don't know if I want to do it either. Let me I don't sleep think it's worth on it. Let me sleep on
I
it.
I know what you have to do for your 30th, and I'm saying it right now.
Get my nipple pierced?
You're
going to
kill me.
What?
No, you're going to you're gonna kill me.
What?
I almost don't want to say it, but
now you have to, Hannah.
Okay, only the gigglers will know, because I want you to have like a, I want you to surprise everyone. Actually, you need to do it.
Okay, what?
You need to bleach your brows.
No, I'm not doing that.
You need
oh
to.
My God, I you would never. There would be zero convincing in the entire world. I would rather get like highlights and dye my hair than bleach my eyebrows.
You go, I'd rather get Kelly Clarkson highlights 2000 era. No, Paige.
I sooner it's rather
editorial.
Die. No,
it's
I
editorial.
Can't.
I'm go editorial. Go high fashion. Okay, you have to step up your game.
Hannah, you know I've editorial grown that these would be? Out for almost a year now, not touching them. Do you know the damage in which you would do to my brows? This is another one of your sabotage. I picked my pants last week. My nails are shit. Look at those. And now you want to get rid of the quite possibly the best feature on my fucking face?
Look, I know that you've been seeing I've been posting a lot of fashion and you're just
projecting. You're a friend of me. You're a friend of me.
Okay.
You're manifesting bad eyebrows for me.
Okay, so let's go in between. Let's find a common ground. Can we use makeup to bleach it?
Yeah, like we could put concealer on and like see what it would look like.
Yeah.
I'll like wear that out one night for sure, but like.
You think I'm trying to take you down. I think you would become like next level fashion icon.
I didn't think you were trying to take me down until I shit my pants in New York City. Okay, that was all you. I know it was you. I had an epiphany in that goddamn bathroom. I can never go to Phi Dye anymore.
You're not allowed in Phi Dye anymore.
What is this on the shared note of bleaching your asshole?
Oh yeah,
have you ever done it?
For all this time I thought bleaching your butthole meant bleaching your butthole hairs, because oh I'm God, so Hannah. Italian.
Hannah Lucy Burner. Hannah Lucy Burner. Hannah Lucy Burner.
I thought it meant you just go blonde in your butt hair.
No, oh my God.
Okay. I didn't know you're bleaching your skin. Why do people care what color skin your butthole is?
It's supposed to be like, okay, it's supposed to be like your butthole is is a different color than like your normal skin. So this like makes it the color of your normal skin.
Who said that your normal it has to what like who what?
It's
why
like
can't your butthole look like a butthole?
It's supposed to be like sexier if you can't tell that it's a butthole. Basically.
Okay, I have to. I've been doing these like new man on the street videos. Yeah. The next one, I'm gonna ask guys, do you care what color her butthole is?
Yeah, write that.
Because I've never, I hang out with a lot of dudes, and I've never once been like, yo, she was fun, but her butthole was like a little too purple.
I've had a few friends do it. Not gonna lie, I've never done it. Have I bought a kit to do it? Sure have.
Still, how do you do it yourself? So I could barely shave my own butthole.
You can do it yourself. It's actually, they say that you probably like shouldn't, but you can.
Does it hurt?
I don't think it hurts. Like, I think it tingles for a little. Like, the thing that I bought was you had to do it over the course of like 7 days.
This is
like
my
every
thing.
Night before you went to bed, you like put it on.
But way I too much admin. Also, I have ADD. Like, for example, with my closet, if I don't see it, I don't have it.
Right.
And
yeah.
Like with my body, if I don't see it, like the hairs on the back of my knee, I don't have it. I don't care.
No, I agree with that too. Like sometimes I don't really straighten the back of my head because I'm like, not my problem. Your guy's problem.
I will not curl the back of my head. If I don't see it, it's not there.
You don't. You
and if you see it, that's on you. That's on you.
Look away. Look away.
I'm sorry. I think my butthole's cute. Like I haven't looked at it that often, but I feel like a little cute, like pink, purpley moment is like,
I think some
adorable.
People's are worse than others. Like, I think it's very much a genetic thing. So, like, okay, here's a perfect example. You and I rarely suffer from, like, dark under eye circles. So, okay. There's a possibility that we don't really suffer with the color of our buttholes as much as, like, some other girls might.
Yeah.
And some other girls might feel self-conscious about it. And so then they bleach their asshole.
Are you saying that both of us have good buttholes?
I'm thinking, like, just thinking, like, yeah, probably. I've never had a complaint.
I wonder if you do like anal a lot. Sorry, mom and Paige's mom. If you get like black and blue or something.
I wonder that too, but I don't think so. But totally. I mean, you are stuffing something inside there that like nothing really should ever probably be going up your ass.
I do think there's like three kinds of opinions. There's like guys who are like metro and want girls who are like everything is like perfectly
manicured, yeah,
coiffed and manicured,
yeah.
And then there's the guys who want it raw. They want dirty. They want smelly.
They like,
want feral,
care.
Which is that's more me. And then there's like the in between where guys like don't notice anything, and you are doing it just because you like yourself a type of way.
Yeah, we already know that like the butt stuff is like. Not number one on our priority list, but we obviously don't knock it. So I haven't thought about it enough to like actually do it or like.
Yeah. I want to know from gigglers who are doing anal. If you have, do you have IBS is what I want to know.
I want to know because how many, I want to know if there's any of them that have bleached their asshole and what they think about it.
Yeah, message us because this is like a new thing. I'm very into.
Please don't use the comment section on any of the pictures, but be sure to send a direct private message.
One thing I also don't know a lot about, and I had this woman, Casey Balsham, on Burning in Hell to talk about it, and I realized how dumb I am.
Yeah.
Do you know anything about like egg freezing?
Like the eggs in our body.
Is it brunch? Are we talking about brunch? Because I know a lot about brunch.
I just have to always make sure when it's like when you're bringing something up, it could go anyway. You know,
that
like
honestly,
I like to be the most informed I can be.
Do you know about like IVF and egg freezing? Like, if tomorrow you found out you needed to do it, would you know anything?
Yes, I think.
Oh, yeah, because you had some, you've like checked out your ovaries before.
Yeah, I have PCOS. I actually just did a fertility test and I'm like waiting for my results because I've been on birth control for a year. And I just want to see if like it's gotten it, like if I've gotten more fertile.
So I haven't done it yet, but I urge the gigglers, like I feel like girls should get, I was going to say paternity tests, like you're on like Maury or something.
Why? Are you going to freeze your eggs?
No.
Oh.
It's not planned, but like if it happens, you remember like Sheena was doing it on Vanderpump,
yeah.
But she kept being like, I have to like stab myself with a needle every day. I have so many hormones. And I'm like, how are you fighting with people every day?
Yeah.
While like, I would lose my mind.
Yeah.
It's then like, it's expensive. And then you have to make embryos and then the embryos, like it's a whole thing. And a lot of girls don't know until they're trying to get pregnant
yeah.
that they need it, which pisses me off for two reasons. One, because you didn't have to use condoms the whole time.
Right. No,
or,
seriously.
Or fucking forget your birth control all the time.
Right. Which reminds me.
Yeah. And then you also are like, damn, I need to now educate myself on this whole thing because I feel like no one talks about it unless you're in a lurch.
No, seriously. Also, like, there's so many things that you have to deal with so much in your adult life that they don't even bring up in school.
What does school even do?
What does school do? The Pythagorean theorem? Okay, I'm going to jail for tax evasion.
Imagine if they taught you legitimately about life.
Oh, my God. Do you remember, like, when you moved into, like, your first apartment, like, by yourself, like, the few things that you realize really quickly? One, toilet paper is expensive. Two, is everyone out here buying cheese? This is a crazy price for cheese. Also, everyone just does cocaine now. Like, is that just like a thing that everybody talks about? Like,
there's a class on like, okay, you're going to use drugs eventually. This is how to do it safely and spend the least amount of money.
Never in my life, my first year in New York City, I realized a lot about the adult world and I was scared. Like, I was like, there's no way everyone's just like out here living like this. This is terrifying.
This is why I have trouble with admin. Like, someone's been messaging me to send them like a bank form for the last 2 months. And I'm too nervous to ask what a bank form is. And I like won't ask the bank because it just stresses me out. You shouldn't have to be a finance major to know what a stock is.
Right. Right.
I mean, it's scary that we've been even functioning up until this point.
I know. I also think about, like, because I'm turning 30, I think about, like, what year was it where I stopped thinking 30-year-olds were old? And, like, it wasn't really that long ago. Because remember being in your early 20s and you'd hear, like, someone's 30, you'd be like, oh, fuck that bitch. Like, she's fucking 30.
You're like, she's dead.
Yeah, literally.
There's, like, a joke going around about the mom of Gilmore Girls is 31. She's 31 in it.
Hannah, I just watched My Big Fat Greek Wedding last night. She's supposed to be 30. Craig looked at me and he was like, oh my God, so embarrassing for you.
So embarrassing for you.
Yeah. I was like, what the fuck? They made her 30 like she was this old spinster who like couldn't get married.
Yeah, it's the media's fault. Like,
it really
even
is.
As I'm in LA right now and I'm thinking about like actresses, like I'm now going out for parts of the mom or the sad aunt.
I kind of love that.
Which is honestly kind of correct.
I want you to play someone's, like, I don't like that you say aunt, first of all. Let's get that out there first and foremost. But I want you to play someone's, like, crazy aunt.
I just started, like, submitting for roles. And I got a audition for a woman with a southern accent. And I messaged my agent. And I was just like, look, I don't want to offend anybody. Like, I don't want to offend the entire Southern community
right.
with this audition, so I'm going to pass. It was, like, for Comedy Central, and I go, I've never submitted for them before, and I feel like this is not putting my best foot forward. And she's like, is it that bad? And I go, it's that bad. Like, my friend Becca from Arkansas told me to never, ever do it in public, so I don't think I should do it on a TV show. I go,
wait,
but I do have a friend named Paige who's really good at British accents.
Did you call Becca and you're like, hey, do you have a second? Listen to this. Tell me from 1 to 10 how offended you are.
No, Becca and I would get into fights because I would go to Arkansas and like people would be like, hey, y'all, nice to meet you. And I'd respond like, hey, y'all. And Becca's like, you sound dumb. You sound like you're mocking them. And I'm like, I'm not going to respond to hey, y'all being like, how are you guys? Nice to see you, too. And they're like, oh, my God, how y'all doing?
The other day I had to speak to a British lady and she started talking to me and she was giving me directions for something that I had to do. Hannah, I didn't even think in my head. I responded to her in a British accent.
Yeah, you can't help it. It's and so she, embarrassing.
And I go, I'm so sorry. I don't know. I'm deep into Love Island right now. And I don't know why I didn't have a filter there. And I apologize. And she goes, it's okay.
I'm in LA and I'm just talking like this. Oh, I do have to say, I texted you and I was like, I like LA. And in that moment, the universe was like, don't. Because I ordered an omelet with sourdough bread on the side.
Yeah.
And the most horrific thing happened to me. They gave me sourdough bread.
Yeah.
With no butter.
Did they toast it?
Barely.
Get
it was an omelet with just bread.
Get out.
And I looked around. I looked around because I'm like, sometimes I'm the problem. So I looked around and I said, absolutely fucking not. And I raised my hand and I said, can I have a side of butter with this bread?
And what'd they say?
I mean, when you guys, if you don't know, when you order this in New York, like at a diner, you get bread smothered in butter.
It's like a new Jordan Peele movie and it's like a New Yorker in LA with no carbs. It's like, just get out.
Like, I get it. Some people are allergic to dairy or whatever. I am too, but I don't give a fuck.
Risk and reward, baby.
Do they think I was just going to eat bread straight up like a horse?
Did you go to breakfast by yourself?
I love going out by myself.
I like had a feeling that you were like somewhere by yourself when you were eating this.
You could just tell sad vibes.
I could sense in that moment you had no friends. How long are you in LA for?
I go, I love LA. And you go, make a friend first. Stop texting me. You go, talk to someone else.
You hung out with our Tuesday. You hung out with our assistant on Giggly Squad who hates you. You forced her into hanging out with you. She wanted to go out with her friends. You wouldn't let her.
She was like, oh, my boss is making me go to her stupid shop.
I saw her Instagram story and it was like, this is my boss. LOL. I was like, she fucking hates us.
I was literally such, I'm 30. They're all like 24. Mm-hmm. They come in the green room and I didn't drink any of my alcohol in the green room because obviously I'm bad at drinking. So I was like, girls, do you want some like free alcohol from the cool aunt? And they were like, yeah.
Oh my God. You're a method actress. This is the best day.
But I tried to give them all a shot and they're like, you're not taking a shot. And I was like, no. And then they fucking, it turned on me and I had to take a shot and then I got drunk.
Those damn 24-year-olds.
There's a thing called a rider where you can say like stuff you want in your room, mm-hmm. in your green room. We still haven't decided what our like deep ours stuff is, but you could be like,
ours is very
blue M&Ms.
Ours is so weird. We're like three cubes of cheese.
Yeah. So I said I want apple juice, and they got like the biggest thing of apple juice, and then I just left with my apple juice.
You took it from the green room, like when you were over, and you're like, I'm going home to reward myself.
Yeah, there were like people outside, and I just walked out with an apple juice, jumped in a car, and was out.
Like a big, like a family size bottle, or
full Mott's. Got it. Family size. Brought it back to my hotel room, and it wasn't pretty.
Yeah.
What happened? It wasn't pretty. Also, I took Southwest.
So chaotic.
I mean, I've taken it before, but I try to avoid it. It is. The Hunger Games was inspired by Southwest. Have you done Southwest recently?
Not recently, but that's all we used to fly in Albany because that was like literally like the only fucking airline there for a while. There's no assigned seats.
No. It is like the LIRR. And I know that it's cheaper, but I don't understand why they have to pick the most fucked up shit to make it cheaper. Like, you have to, everyone gets in a line and everyone has like a number while you're waiting to walk onto the plane. You have to ask everyone what their number is. Like, that is way too much human to human interaction.
Way too
for
chaotic.
Me. Admin, you have to go up to everyone and go, what's your number? They go, oh, I'm 16. I go, oh, I'm 18. What's your number? Oh, I'm 19. Oh, I'm 18.
Yeah.
For a New Yorker, this is giving me hives.
Yeah. No. I can't talk to people in an airport.
And then when you go in, no one takes the middle seats. So there's like bags everywhere.
Southwest is the devil.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Do you want a bra that's sexy or a bra that's comfortable? Thanks to Third Love, you can have both. Third Love was started to take all the frustration, ick, and ugh out of bra shopping. That's why they make solutions for every bra problem, aka problems. Their bras make it easy to bring back perkiness you haven't seen since high school and get smoothing you know where. And they have straps that actually stay on. Designed at their headquarters in San Francisco and made from premium materials, they put every style through hours of wear testing on real women, including themselves, before it's given the stamp of boob approval. Comfort and support is absolutely guaranteed. Plus, whether you're a double A cup or an H cup, their virtual fitting room will help you find your perfect fit fast. They even invented half cups. No more feeling stuck in between two cup sizes that don't really fit you. It's time to get your problem solved. Visit thirdlove.com and get $15 off your first order with code PODCAST15. Summer is right around the corner, and I love those days where you're like, let me just throw on like a little mini dress and a pair of sneakers. If you love that also, then Roback just launched their new women's line, and it's our absolute favorite. Also new is their Sunrise Active Short. We absolutely love them. They're very lightweight. They're performance fabric. They're perfect for on the go, but they also have really good just like loungewear sets. Like, you have days that you want to rot on the couch, but like rotting on the couch is very different than rotting in the bed. Rotting on the couch, you need like the perfect hoodie and jogger set. Their sets are so soft, but they also have a lot of skorts, crews, active dresses that blend just seamlessly into your wardrobe, but also like you can actually go out and do things in them. Use code GIGGLY for 20% off your first purchase through the end of the week. That's 20% off hoodies, joggers, dresses, and more with code GIGGLY. Okay, finally. Yeah. I've been fucking waiting for weeks. Did you watch the Shania Twain documentary or not?
I did.
And what are your thoughts?
I did. Shania Twain, I do have to say this was a little bit of like a puff piece.
Okay.
Like, it's definitely promoting her new thing coming out, but it's still great.
Okay, it wasn't, like, as nitty-gritty as you were expecting.
Her life was fucking crazy. I also did just watch the Sheryl Crow documentary, so I have to, like, remember. Oh, my God!
What?
Shania Twain's life is wild. I'm remembering it now.
Okay. But did they talk anything about how her and her husband got divorced and then they switched, like, partners with their best friends?
This is why it was a puff piece. No, I had to find that out on my own when I was Googling after. And we're talking about it. We're talking about it on Giggly Squad.
Mention it all. Mention it all.
So Shania Twain is an icon because she basically, from 4 years old, her mom was like bringing her to bars and making her like sing at night. Like, her mom was like full stage mom. Mm-hmm. Her mom was definitely in an abusive marriage, like shit was really tough, but she was like so freaky talented. Wait, I hope that's not Sheryl Crow. No, it's and then at 19, not to get dark, but both her parents died in a car accident.
Stop it.
Yep.
Oh my God. Did she have any siblings?
At 19, she had like 3 siblings.
Okay.
So talk about like figuring it out. She also basically, like, when that happens, you kind of question like everything.
Yeah. How could you not?
And you lose faith in everything. And she basically was like, I was going to quit. Like, I was just going to quit. So this was her time to pop off. And she's like, I'm going to quit.
Oh,
and then.
So at this point, was she like kind of famous or not really famous yet? Not really.
Not famous yet. Okay. But like so good. Like, she's on the track. She's doing great. She's coming into her own. She was about to pop off. And it also always makes me sad when like the people who love you pass away before they get to see you like accomplish certain things. But then again, let's be honest, the people who are closest to us, like, they know.
Right.
Like, your mom fucking knew you were going to be on TV. Like, my mom knew I was going to be making like anal jokes on a podcast one day.
For sure. She saw you at 4 years old. She was like, she's going to bleach your asshole one
day. Like, you're like, Kim knew you were going to be on Amazon selling clothes. Like, she fucking knew it.
Yeah. She was like, she can't read good. What can she do?
Exactly. So Shania basically is like, I'm going to quit singing, but I have to find a way to pay to like support three children as a 19-year-old.
Wow.
She gets this random singing gig at this like country club type thing. I don't know, but it becomes like successful. So she realizes, holy fuck, I can make money using this skill. Shania Twain, like, that don't impress me much.
Yep.
She is so sassy and yeah. such a feminist.
Yeah.
But she did it, like, she's a fashion icon. That's why you have to watch it. Do you remember her, like, leopard outfit?
Yeah.
Like, the hooded leopard music video. And then she did the music video, man, I feel like a woman. Mm-hmm. And she's wearing the tuxedo, yep. but she's, like, so fucking sexy with the corset.
Yep. Shania Twain was my first concert ever in Albany. My dad took me and my mom. I don't know if my brother was there or not. Not relevant. But I remember the first seeing her on stage was the first time I ever saw like someone wear like a high ponytail. Like, and I attribute like loving high ponytail. Like, we have Ariana Grande now. Mm-hmm. When I was younger, we had fucking Shania Twain. And everything she wore on stage, like, I just fucking loved looking at her. I thought she was so pretty. I thought she dressed so fucking cool. For like the next 3 months, like, all I would wear was a high ponytail.
She had a visual idea of exactly what she wanted everything to look like. Like, these people are not just singers. They're like full on fucking creators.
Yeah.
And she also challenged what country music was, because like, country music, women just didn't pop off.
Right.
And she came in, and she's also Canadian, so she kind of came in with this like country Canadian vibe where she was like, I don't give a fuck what you like Southern American men are telling me what country has to be.
And wait, so at this point, is this like early 90s right now, like when she gets famous?
Yes.
Okay.
And her first, she basically does really well, and then she decides, I want to be an international superstar. I don't want to just be international superstar. I don't want to just be a like country person. Mm-hmm. And I forget how many songs she did. Yeah. Don't be stupid.
Yeah.
You know I love you. Don't be ridiculous.
My mom had her CD and we used to blast it in the car. I loved it.
I used to have this big mirror and I think I was playing like the Now CDs.
Yeah.
Like, remember like Now... I guess we're so old now, like 1, 2, 3, 4. Now I love music. And I would just watch myself in front of the big mirror and just dance. Like, I was pretending I was in a music video. Like,
yeah.
I was pretending I was Mandy Moore. Like, I imagine Mean Girls, you know, when you walk in and the little daughter's like shaking her ass. I was doing like Genie in a Bottle.
My mom bought me like a headset to like pretend I was like in concert, and I wore that for so many different things. Like, I was Shania Twain.
You put your hand to your ear when you were doing the high note.
I would pretend to be Jennifer Lopez in a wedding planner and pretend that I was planning a wedding around the backyard. My mom's like, oh my god.
Oh my god, that's so funny. So she, I guess she gets married. I kind of forget when she got married.
So they didn't put any of this in the documentary. We need, like, Amazon to come in and do, like, a fucking...
They were decentering men, but basically she got married, and she was with this guy for a while.
A long time. But I don't think that they had any kids, and they were best friends with this other couple. And then the husband started sleeping... Her husband started sleeping with her friend, and they got together, and he left her. And so then the other two were, like, left, and they were like, we should just bang one out. And they basically didn't. And I think they're still together.
Yep. So, okay. I remember she fell in love with her producer. He's like this British guy named Mutt Lang. And people were like, oh, she's successful because this guy is helping her write all these videos and stuff and write all the music. And they stay together. They break up. He cheats on her. Yeah. But like, she full on fell in love with the girl he cheated on's former husband, and they're together and they are like loving life. He's hot.
Is that crazy? That's crazy.
And she lives in Switzerland.
How fucking chic.
I know. I kind of want that for myself.
I feel like at some point you'll live in Ireland. Do you think you would?
I just love Europe, you know?
Yeah, no, you're so couth, you're so chic. You're European. Well, your children, I've already asked this.
My children are going to speak Mandarin, and they're going to talk shit about me with their father. But I do have to say, Sheryl Crow was equally as fascinating. Mm-hmm. Did you like Sheryl Crow?
Yeah, I liked her song that she had with Kid Rock.
Right? Oh, I don't even know that one.
Yeah, you do. The one that's like, I put your picture away.
Yes.
Wait, was the Shania doc, was that on Netflix or was that on Amazon?
It's on Netflix, and Showtime is the Sheryl Crow one. Sheryl Crow is fascinating because their personal lives fascinate me. She was engaged 3 times and never.
Who isn't, you know?
She fucking got stuck with fuckboy Lance Armstrong.
Oh my God. I forgot about that. And then it came out that he like cheated on the whole like thing and he was taking steroids and all that shit.
I've watched the Lance Armstrong documentary. That man is a monster. I mean, he's like psycho competitive. He's definitely like so alpha. He walks in a room and he's like, I'm better than everyone.
Was she dating him when that all came out?
Oh my God. Okay, so she's with him. And she did say it's the first time she was like, I was so into him. I just wanted him to marry me. She was like, but it's the first time I did feel like my light was kind of dimmed because like everything was about his competitions. Yep. Like she's a full megastar by that point.
Yeah, and she's fucking Sheryl Crow.
And she's like following him around in his stupid bike rides.
Yeah.
And
could you imagine?
He really is like made her, she was really in love with him and just wanted him to propose. It drops that he's a fucking cheater, that he's been taking steroids after denying it for a long time, after doing a whole fucking thing about how he recovered from testicular cancer without any help. So she's basically broken. She's like, who are you? Like, you're a liar. What is this? The next day, he shows up with a 6-carat ring proposing to her. And she goes, that's... And she said yes, but she tells the camera, she goes... That's not how I wanted it to happen. And the engagement fell apart.
Oh, Sheryl. Did she ever get married after that? I feel like
she's single, but she adopted 2 boys because she just wanted kids. And I guess she didn't do like the egg freezing shit, but she adopted 2 amazing boys. But the thing with Sheryl is she's gorgeous and like so powerful and so cool.
I would love Sheryl and Shania to put out a song together.
I know. But I have like a fucked up story about Sheryl Crow too. She basically has her first hit song called Leaving Las Vegas that she wrote with this band. They like helped her write it, and she performs that on David Letterman for the first time. Mm-hmm. And you know when you, I guess you do well in a performance, David Letterman says, hey, come to the couch and talk to me. And she said, she was like, I was so nervous. I wasn't prepared to like do an interview. I was just there to sing. And the first question he goes, was that autobiographical? And she just panics and she's like, yeah. And he goes, did you live in Las Vegas? And she's like, no, but it's kind of like, it's like LA. It's like concept of like leaving your dreams kind of thing. And she just kind of like panicked. It wasn't like a big deal. The day after, her band goes to the press and is like, Sheryl is taking credit for our work. And they got it inspired by a book saying Leaving Las Vegas. And 2 weeks later, the author of that book kills himself.
Wait.
And the band tries to be like, this guy killed himself because Sheryl took credit for his work. And this is all just like, you know how it is when you're in an interview or a podcast and you're kind of nervous and you just kind of say something to like be witty or funny.
Yeah.
And she starts crying this current time, she still is so traumatized by all that. But it turns out the author was like going through a divorce. Like there were clearly other things going on in this man's life.
Right.
But she goes, from that moment on, I realize that I have to keep some things to myself and I can't give myself to everyone. And the fucking documentary starts off with a guy interviewing her being like, so Rolling Stone said this about you. And she goes, oh, I don't read stuff about me. And he goes, I'm going to tell you what they said. And she goes, bananas, peanut butter. Like she doesn't want to hear. And I was like, oh my God, that's what we do on Giggly Squad.
Wait. Now, if there's something that I don't want to discuss on Giggly Squad, I'm saying bananas, peanut butter. I'm going to just start.
She literally just started repeating like random words to him. And then she was like, fine. And then he told her some like mean review she got. And she's like, thanks. Cool. But you just realize like the way you survive actual like public eye stuff, you can't. This is for Hailey Bieber. You can't watch everything about you.
My love. Hailey, my love. Don't watch my TikTok.
My love, block me. Hailey, just block me at this point.
Oh my gosh. How old is Sheryl Crow?
60.
Shut the fuck up.
And she looks amazing.
She looks amazing. Oh my God. I was going to literally say 45.
I know. She looks so good. She's so cool. It's very inspiring to see the... Like, because we just know their music. We don't know the background of it all.
Right, because, like, when people were famous, like, their peak fame was, like, late 90s, 2000s. Mm-hmm. Like, you really, there were no phones. Like, you really didn't know. I mean, that's, like, when Derek Jeter said, like, if I was famous now, like, and there were phones, like, it would have never lasted.
It's crazy that we know the words to her songs. And we never, like, it's just because they've just played our whole life. Like, I'm going to soak up the sun.
Yeah.
Gonna tell that's
yeah,
Sheryl Crow.
Yeah.
The song, if it makes you happy. You guys, I'm a singer. You didn't know that about me. I'm a singer. That song.
I can't wait.
All I want to do is have some fun. That's Sheryl Crow.
You know, I hate when, like, people just randomly start singing and then I don't know what to do. It's kind of like when guys pick up the guitar, even if it's good. I'm like, this is awkward for me. No. So stop doing it.
No. Like, I had some musical theater friends who would literally just be like mid-story, be like, and then sometimes I get lonely. I'm like, no.
You saying like I had some musical theater friends? Like,
I didn't know at the time. Made me
you know the movie Bring It On, when they got, when they're like like the cheerleaders are like trying out and the one guy's like, sorry, is this not the audition for Pippin? Like, like, I don't know why that just made me think of that.
Musical theater kids are the best and they get so much hate.
Oh my God, they do. They get so much hate and they're so fucking creative.
They're so creative and cute. I'm working on this bit, like how seltzer is like spicy water, people say. But I feel like seltzer is like water if it was in musical theater. It's like, I knew you would get it. Some people aren't getting it on stage. They're not getting it.
I totally fucking get it.
Right? It's like in your face and you're like, I get it. You're water with a flare. I get it.
That's so fucking true.
Whether you need to buy or sell, or you're just obsessed with looking at homes for sale, Redfin's got you covered. Redfin updates their listings every 2 minutes so you can see new homes first. And they give you personalized recommendations based on the homes you like, so you can find the home that's just right for you, whether that's a cabin, a craftsman, or a castle. With the top-rated Redfin app, you can favorite homes, share listings with others, and schedule tours, even the same day, with a local Redfin agent who can help guide you through the whole home buying process. And if you're looking to sell, Redfin agents have the experience to get you the best price possible for your home. That's because they sell twice as many homes as other agents. With a listing fee as low as 1%, Redfin's fees are half of what others often charge, which means you'll have more money to put towards what matters most to you, like your next home. In fact, last year, Redfin saved home sellers $127 million. No matter where you are in your real estate journey, Redfin can help. Download the Redfin app to get started today. Okay, so you guys know that I've been on a vitamin journey for quite a while now. I'm obviously on all different vitamins, but the one thing that remains consistent is Thorn. Thorn takes a personalized, innovative, and scientific approach to health and wellness with their supplements. They manufacture all their supplements in the U.S. using top-notch ingredients sourced globally, plus they team up with the leading medical professionals to bring you highly effective nutritional supplements. I don't know if you guys have seen on TikTok all the girlies making the sleepy time drink with magnesium.
If you haven't tried, you must. And Thorne makes the absolute best magnesium. With Thorne, you never have to question each supplement because they go the extra mile when it comes to quality, manufacturing, and ingredients. Thorne is definitely my go-to, and it's trusted by over 5 million customers, 47,000 healthcare professionals, and loads of pro athletes like Hannah and I. Give your body what it really needs with Thorne. Go to thorne.fit/GigglySquad and use code GigglySquad for 10% off your first order. That's thorne.fit/GigglySquad, code GigglySquad for 10% off your first order. thorne.fit/GigglySquad, code GigglySquad. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Small details are big surfaces. Tight corners are odd shapes. Flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Finally, I have a really good documentary for everyone to watch. The Most Hated Man on the Internet on Netflix.
Which is who? Whomst?
His name is Hunter Moore, which sounds like a douchebag. I've never met a guy named Hunter that I trusted. Were you familiar with the site isanyoneup.com?
No.
It's one of the most disturbing things. It's like worse than Girls Gone Wild, where basically it's revenge porn.
Wait, so I watched the trailer for this. Yes.
It's bad. So they would get people to submit. It's just like a woman-hating site, and they'd post revenge porn. So they would get off on like embarrassing these women, but they would not only post revenge porn. They would post they would dox the person, because doxing, revenge porn, that wasn't known as like illegal back then, because the internet was still like the wild, wild west. They'd post their name, their Facebook page, like any information about them. So if someone Googled your name, they would just see your fucking revenge porn ruining lives.
No, that's literally my worst nightmare.
And this girl, who actually kind of looks like Hailey Bieber, gets on the screen and she's like, I woke up one day and my life changed forever. I was on that site. And she goes, the crazy thing is I never sent those photos to anyone. It was just in my email. So they were hacking girls' emails. Like, it wasn't even guys submitting it. So what happens is she had to then call her mom. She goes, my mom was my best friend. Imagine having to call your mom and being like,
no,
my nudes are online. And this mom is such a hero. She went into full mom mode and she was like, we're taking this guy down. And she then like contacted like 40 other girls on the site, found out that like it's a true, like there's a hacking thing that's actually legitimately illegal back in that time. And everyone was warning her, like, this guy Hunter Moore is going to ruin your life. It was risky. What if this guy Hunter Moore, if you contacted him or like take down my photos, he would write like LOL.
No. I would murder that person.
I think he ended up going to jail, but I think he's out of jail now.
Yeah.
So,
okay, I want to watch that because I watched the trailer for that the other night.
I do think our generation, like, our biggest fear was our nudes being online.
For sure. And I get why you love documentaries so much. I think it's the reason, like, I love Love Island so much. Because, like, we want to watch reality TV, but we don't.
Exactly. Yeah. It's the closest thing to reality TV that I can get without being triggered.
Because, like, someone just asked me recently, like, oh, are you caught up on Atlanta Housewives? And I was like, I sooner rather die than, like, watch a reality show like that, because it's so fucking triggering that I need, like, so I've been starting to be like, I need to watch documentaries more.
Well, Elena was like, are you watching Love Island? And I was like, I can't watch reality TV. And she's like, it's not like Bravo. It's different. And I'm like, it's still triggering. Can't do it.
I can't watch 90 Day anymore.
Like, oh, I'm sorry.
I know. Thank you. Because I've been saying that to people and they're like, okay, why? And I'm just like, you don't get it. And that was the proper response. Thank you.
I'm sorry, because reality TV has done so much for our careers and our lives, except that We loved watching it. Like, Paige and I were Bravo fangirls. I can't even see the logo without an eye twitch.
And I just, like, I can't watch certain things. It's, like, so triggering. And I'm just, like, I need
or
to
Or, like,
watch.
Your brain just immediately starts, like, being, like, oh, that's not how that happened. Yeah, like. You start feeling bad for people. And then you're fucking, then you're going through your own shit and you're projecting on them.
And I'm just, like, I need to take a cold shower.
Are you watching Southern Charm?
No. No.
Oh, so you're not even seeing the episodes?
I'm seeing, like, certain little clips, but I can't watch, like, the full episode. Like,
you used to love Southern
I
Charm.
I know. I see my face, and I'm just like, oh, my God.
Well, I heard it's going really well, and I'm proud of you.
Thank you.
I'm proud of you. But I like documentaries because it's, like, but still, documentaries are biased, too. The person doing it, like,
right.
There's always an angle that people have, but I do like raw stories of seeing how people overcame stuff or how they chased their dreams, right. And that's fun for us here at Giggly Squad. thank you guys. Why did I turn to a Barbara Walters interview? Thank you so much for giggling with us today. We love you so, 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 so much. And we have a couple tickets left in New York and Boston. Go to Giggly Squad Instagram and they're there. Paige, anything from you?
No.
Talk to you guys later. We love you so much. Bye.